The season didn't start off great. I mean, obviously, you played some really good opponents, two ranked teams, a lot of one-goal losses as well. Starting off the year 0-10, how did the team kind of stay together, keep a positive attitude, and then be able to turn that around quickly over the last few games?
I think knowing that the teams we were playing were so good and we were holding our own against them was really exciting for us. Like, last year we played Maine and we lost, I think, 8-0, and this year we held them, like, really tight, so that was really exciting. And, like, knowing that we weren't playing bad field hockey, we were able to just keep going, which was awesome to see.
They talk about, in a lot of sports, contagiousness of things. Hitting is contagious in baseball. How much did just seeing the ball go in the net against LIU Brooklyn six times kind of get this offense going?
Yeah, I think that was really good for us. We were having a lot of issues at the beginning of the season just getting the ball in the net. We had so many opportunities, but we just could not get it in the net. And especially with the LIU Brooklyn game, having six different people score those goals, it just got everyone like going, like the moment, like the ball started rolling, and I think we're just carrying it over.
Switching gears, looking forward to this weekend. You're at Monmouth on Friday, and then host Siena Senior Day this Sunday. Talk about this weekend's pair of games. What you guys need to do to continue this stretch you're on.
So Monmouth's definitely going to be a challenge for us, but we're all very much willing to put the effort in to make it a good game. I don't see Monmouth being any better than some of the teams we played. Like, they can't be any better than Maine or Albany, and we held our own against them. So we're all, like, very excited and believe that we can do it, so that's really good to see. And everyone's just willing to put in the effort this week at practice to make it happen.
So you guys are going to Monmouth. You're going to be traveling down there. Last week, when you guys went to Ryder, our own Megan Sewell traveled with you guys and did a little Bryan Athletics Snapchat takeover on the bus trip. Really interesting. I don't know if
to say the least.
All people listening followed the Snapchat takeover. I mean, you guys had forts. You had, I mean, who knows what? I mean, people were doing all the faces on the Snapchat filters. What's traveling with field hockey like?
We're definitely a very unique bunch of girls. Yeah, so the back of the bus, me and Vicky tend to make blanket forts just to make it quieter so we can sleep. Yeah, and everyone's just really goofy on the bus. One of our alum who graduated last year does this thing on her Snapchat stories where she asks people questions like, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite food, over and over again. So we brought that into the Bryan Athletics Snapchat story, and that was pretty funny to see, especially with the deer like filter on with our voices.
Favorite Snapchat filter?
Probably the deer one. The voice is so funny.
And then to go, I don't want to make you cry on the radio, but talk about the senior class and Sunday's game and honoring them and how much they've meant for you.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm very close to the senior class. They were very, like, great about, like, welcoming us freshmen in last year. My, like, locker buddies are Sammy Yoder and Tori Danby, so I'm right in the middle of them. So it's going to be really sad for me to see them go. I won't have anyone to hold hands with during the national anthem. But, yeah, they've done so much for this program, and they're just awesome leaders, like, just great people. They, like, care so much about all of us, and it's going to be really hard to say goodbye to them, but, like, they're going on to bigger and better things, so.
Sitting between Sam Yoder and Tori Danby.
Yep.
What's that like?
They're very different people, but they actually get along so well, and, like, the three of us have our own little, like, corner of the locker room, because there's no one on the other side of Tori, so, I don't know. It's been really nice to have them next to me, and, like, from, like, day one freshman year, they, like, told me, like, what to expect at practice, like, all this stuff, and they just were really good at, like, being leaders for me and, like, role models, which is awesome.
Now, we've been asking this to every guest so far. I say every guest, we've only had three, but
you're our fourth.
You're now our fourth. Congratulations. Halloween is coming up in a couple weeks. Your all-time favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That's two on the Reese's. Yep. Two on the Reese's.
That's Pat's favorite, too.
That's my favorite.
All-time favorite?
Oh, yeah. Nothing compares.
I still haven't decided what mine is.
I don't know how you haven't decided yet.
I like Starburst. Yeah. I like that you get the two-pack.
You're more of a candy guy.
No, I like chocolate. Oh. But I like the Starburst 2-packs. I don't know why. But
the 2-pack, though, you never never know what
I always get pink, and I hate pink.
Pink's the worst.
Pink's, what? Thank you.
I like pink and orange.
Pink's awesome.
I've started to try pink more.
Pink, red, and yellow
are
the best.
Give it a chance.
Red and yellow are the best.
There's so many varieties of Starburst now that you can get all the reds.
So many.
Like,
so many.
The you tropical fruit ones are the worst.
The tropical ones are just, it's like bad medicine. It's terrible.
All-time favorite Halloween costume that you've worn?
Oh. I can't even remember half my, like, kid costumes. Let's see. Oh, last year for Halloween practice, me, Aaron, and Sammy were grandmas. That was pretty funny, because we have to practice in our costumes, and we had, like, we were using our sticks as canes, and, like, we had nightgowns on and stuff, curlers in our hair.
Wow.
It was pretty funny. We go all out for Halloween practice.
Favorite costume that you never had a chance to wear that you would love to wear? We haven't asked this one yet, but it just popped into my head. Maybe people have, like, always wanted to try something, but just never had the ability to pull the trigger.
I have no idea. I was never a superhero growing up. I feel like that's a pretty classic Halloween costume.
So. Superhero.
Missed out on some of my childhood.
Which superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Okay. Yeah, fair. As we mentioned, you guys have a lot of fun, not just on the bus, but also away trips as well. You guys went paddleboarding before the main game.
Yeah,
so a lot of fun. This year, Halloween falls on a Monday, so you guys play at Holy Cross next Sunday, the day before Halloween. Will there anything be going on before the game for a little Halloween celebration? Any costumes for practice?
A trip to Holy Cross?
No idea. I'm sure Coach and Carla have something up their sleeve. They always come up with some silly things. But Halloween practice will probably be Monday. So I think we'll save the costumes for after the game.
Listen, I think it would be cool if Holy Cross and Bryant talked to each other and said, you know what? When you walk out to midfield before the game, everybody exchanges a piece of candy.
I like that.
That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Last year, Monmouth was at our field practicing during our Halloween practice. Like, we walked out on the field in all of our costumes. We had to play them the next day. So funny. Like, walking out. And, like, we had, like, the Flash. We had grandmas. We had some fruit. Like, it was just very funny.
You're a all-state skier.
Yeah.
You're a good skier?
Yeah.
You love it?
Yes.
Do you still get to do it?
Yeah. So I come from, like, a big family of ski racers. Okay. So I was ski racing at the age of 3 and all the way up through senior year of high school.
So you're not friends with your knees then?
No, I never had any trouble with my knees, luckily. I mean, my family stayed pretty good with that. But, yeah, so both my siblings ski raced in college. My dad was a ski jumper, tried to go to the Olympics, missed by like 5 points each time. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Big ski family.
What's your go-to ski place?
Well, I'm from New Hampshire, so there's quite a few places, but we like to go up to Sunday River in Maine.
Okay.
We've been to Vail in Colorado, which is nice. This winter, we're going to Mount Tremblant in Canada for like a week. That's going to be really
fancy.
Fun. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Favorite meal on the mountain?
We usually pack our lunch. It's so expensive.
Well, what do you pack?
PB&J.
Great.
Classic.
See, I'm just like straight peanut butter.
Yeah, that's
interesting. I rarely add jelly. Is that weird?
That is weird.
Very weird.
So dry.
Thank you. Yes. He doesn't drink anything with it either. Doesn't down it with milk. It's just straight peanut butter and bread.
Milk doesn't go with anything else but cereal and desserts.
That's not true at all. So inaccurate. You need to have jelly with peanut butter. It just cuts it.
Well, Carla bought some new jelly, and so I think she's going to let me
use
some of it.
Does she make you guys PB&Js too?
No. Does she make you PB&Js?
Pre-practice PB&Js if you don't have time to go to Salmo.
No, I bring my own loaf of bread and my own peanut butter, but Carla, I saw her walking in today and with her Tuesday treat day, and she said she had brought some new jelly, so I might go with jelly today on my peanut butter sandwich.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
I suggest it.
You got anything else for Emily?
No, I think that's it. We actually got Carla and Shaughnessy coming on in about 5 minutes from now. So.
Should we ask them are there anything that we should ask them that you think would be funny?
Is there anything you want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you
their favorite is. I'm just kidding. No. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Well, okay. Well, there will be a podcast after the show. So if we think of something, and you know, they expose something, we'll let you know. And, yeah,
all right.
We will ask them who their favorite is.
We will. Sounds good. We'll be sure to do that. They're probably not going to answer.
Hint what, towards Perry.
Oh, so here's a big thing for you. What is your favorite treat that Carl has made? That's a question. We didn't ask that, then
yes. And we'll talk more about the Tuesday treat day.
Yeah.
She made these brownie cookie like mixture things. In my hometown, they're called slutty brownies, but she didn't know that. But it's like brownie, Oreo, then like chocolate chip cookie dough, like cooked. It was so good.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
What is it? It's
like brownie batter. Yeah. Then like a layer of Oreos,
yeah.
And then like chalk chip cookie dough, and then you like bake it together.
Wow.
Some of the stuff she comes up with is just
incredible,
mind boggling. Like,
and she makes she's made cakes for people's birthdays.
Yep.
I mean,
she
it's
made
incredible.
Like a hot sauce cake for Keegan for her birthday.
She's the reason why I would never have a six pack. The only reason.
And it's always us because there's always the ones left over.
Always.
And we have to eat them.
I'm like a garbage disposal. Any leftovers just get put straight into my gut. It's bad. Emily, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for joining us,
Emily.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, we didn't. What was your ice bath like?
Yes, the ice bath. Can't lift off the hook yet.
You got the walk-off win.
Honestly, everyone was like, how did you not see them behind you? I was like, I had no idea anyone was behind me.
It was such a good one.
It was such a good one. I think Tori got just as wet as me, though, so it was pretty funny.
We tried to get Curtis Orth.
Curtis Orth.
The men's soccer team tried to ice bath him. And
Pedro and Chris McCormick, I believe, tried to
ice him. I think I gave it away too early. I backed away, and he saw it and maneuvered out of it. And our man, Joe McManus, moved out of the way, but you still couldn't. You had no idea.
I was just really focused on, like, talking.
Looking right into the camera.
Yeah.
But well worth it, though, right?
Yes, oh, definitely. Yeah. It's so funny.
Made the end of the broadcast, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That was Emily Perriman on the field hockey team. As we mentioned, field hockey winners of three of the last four. A lot of fun, Emily. Definitely. Yeah, smiling over there?
Yeah, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the concoction that Emily just talked to us about, brownie and cookie dough. And
I don't think we've ever had that.
Oreo. I want that. Maybe we can request it from Carla when she comes on.
We're going to request that and a couple other things as well. You're listening to The Kennel with Pat and the Cat on WJMF 88.7 HD2 and on bit.do/WJMF radio.
Trouble.